Com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever you want. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. In fact, Skype tends to sound better than the phone, so if you've got one or the other, give us a shout on Skype. And again, you can, of course, bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is here from BrainlessTales.com. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. And, of course, normally when we start out Free Talk Live, just before the show, the three of us will kind of discuss, you know, what is we've got to talk about this evening. And I believe all three of us had the same story about Overstock.com. And I want to get into that here in a moment, but first we go to the phones. Tom is on the line listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Tom in New Hampshire?
Yes,
Tom, going once. You are on the air, Tom.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, it's about the metric system, where you read in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, one of the powers of Congress is the power to fix the standard of weights and measures.
And yeah, it's a fun one.
Congress has passed a law making the metric system legal, U.S. Code Title 15, Section 204. But the problem is, not only do you still have state bureaucrats trying to tell people you have to post your prices in the old-fashioned system, but you also have the laws of economics, where you can either price the stuff in gallons or go out of business. Except right now, I was just thinking, around this neck of the woods, this part of New Hampshire, you can offer heating oil at 95 cents a liter, and the morons will say, I don't want to understand that. I want to be stupid. Please tell me how much the price is in gallons, and they can say, no. And then the customer can say, well, then I'll just go to a competitor. Good luck, because heating oil is in such a tight supply right now in this area because of the problems that I was talking to you about yesterday.
A company is basically kind of not delivering on their promises, and as a result, it's apparently a major company in New Hampshire that is leaving a lot of people high and dry when it comes to getting some heating oil, and so therefore other companies have tried to been filling in the gaps, but there's been a pretty serious demand on things, apparently. So you're saying they're switching over to leader pricing?
No,
no,
they're not
they could.
Doing that. But this is what I think that they should do at this point, because the customer doesn't have the upper hand right now. The supplier can say, look, you've got two choices. You can either buy 400 liters at 95 cents a liter for $380 and keep your house at 22 degrees Celsius tonight, or you can run out of heating oil and keep your house at 22 degrees Fahrenheit tonight. Which is it? You're going to swallow up all your anti-metric hatred? Can you do it? Can you bring yourself to buy something in liters? Can you buy something in grams that isn't Coke?
Is that something you'd like to see happen, Tom? Is New Hampshire to make a switch over to the metric system?
I would like to see that happen because, of course, the metric system is vastly superior. And
I tend to agree.
I don't buy this vastly superior. It's just a way to measure things. It's a way
but
to
a much
count
better
things.
Way to measure things.
It's a much better sense. Way to measure things because
I, not, no, that is not a fact. That is by your opinion. So I like things to be measured in feet and inches because I like to measure with my foot and with the digit of my finger. That is very convenient for me. If I have to change from that, then I'll have to learn a different way. So for me, the that
Marcus
is
a Luddite.
Superior. Not a Luddite. It's not. There's no reason that the metric system is actually better. It's just a different way to count. And
I'm ready to take a stand here. I'm going to start selling Free Talk Live's ads by the metric system.
How do you do that?
In seconds.
Milliseconds for dollars and bitcoins.
So hey, thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So wait a minute. So So minutes aren't part of the metric system?
No. There's nothing I can do to sell ads in the metric system. That's why it's a joke, and that's why you are the straight man. I'm sorry.
No, so...
Only in that sense, by the way.
In all actuality, I use both. Whenever I measure, sometimes I measure things using the metric system, and sometimes I don't. So sometimes I use inches and feet, and sometimes I use millimeters and centimeters and meters. It just depends what exactly I'm measuring and how precise it needs to be. And, you know, it depends on the math, too. So I actually prefer having both systems available to me. That's why my ruler has millimeters on one side and inches on the other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really use the metric system because I'm used to the other system, but I do tend to agree with the assertion that it is a superior system. It just makes more sense, you know, with the tens and everything like that.
If I had the option of picking between a gas station that used the metric system and one that didn't, and you know, all things being the same, I tend to use the high-end gasoline because I think it keeps the engine cleaner. But I would prefer that. I'd like to be able to switch over in my brain.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a smartphone, you can do a conversion very easily, right? Like if you have a computer or a smartphone, I'm sure there's an app either built in or that you can download where you can convert between one and the other.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
Conversion on this point is not really a big deal. You don't have to know what the conversion is. You just pull it up on your phone or on your computer. Who doesn't have one of those things? So if you're ordering heating oil for your house, I don't care how they price it. I'm going to match up the prices by figuring out the difference. Now, obviously, a gallon is more than a liter. So the pricing is, you know, maybe a little more accurate, or you maybe get a little bit better price on the gallon than on the liter because you're getting more.
The one penny.
Yeah, more for that one price than in the gallon.
You know, since we're talking about changing measurements, what about the time zones? Let's get rid of let's get rid of the daylight savings time. Or
well,
what
yes,
about getting rid of time zones entirely?
Well, as far as the daylight savings time, I prefer so the regular time I think is now, and then when we go into the spring, it becomes daylight savings time. But I would like to just stay in daylight savings time.
I like it better too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
whichever one, get rid of one of them.
Right, I agree. We absolutely should get rid of one of them because it hurts
regular
people.
If you keep regular time, then it gets, I can't remember which one it is, but it's going to be light, like late or something
this,
like that.
This right now, I believe, was the whatever regular time, and then when it changes in the spring.
I never remember which.
Yeah, I think the daylight savings time is supposedly the change, right? So in the spring, when it springs forward, and then that one is, I believe, the difference, the change.
Yeah, but I guess it gets rather bright rather early in the on the summer solstice, and the idea is to use that daylight and tack it on the end of the day, so that it can be daylight till nearly 9 p.m.
So I know I've been calling stations. Of course, we've got the station in the Virgin Islands, and they are on like an hour at certain times of the year. I think this is that time of the year. They're an hour ahead of Eastern time.
Do you have any stations in Arizona?
Yeah.
Arizona is also on that same system. So they're right. Half the year they're...
Now they're mountain time at the moment.
Right. Half the time they're mountain, half the time they're Pacific, yeah.
Yeah. So
it used to be Indiana, but they gave up.
They did. You're right about it. And that was fairly recent that they actually changed that around. So it's not like this can't be done. It's not like...
Oh, no, it can definitely be done. Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, just a few years back, they changed the date at which they go into or come out of both. Go into and out of daylight savings time. They changed the date. I recall this specifically because my birthday happens just before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... Basically, what happened was now the daylight savings time change, or at least the fall change, happens after Halloween. It used to happen before Halloween. Now it happens after in November.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts. What about getting rid of the whole time zone in period? What if the whole world went to UTC?
What? So we
Universal
just have
time
what, just one time, and that was the time all over the planet?
Yeah, but okay, so that's interesting, but... people go to work at different times then. Okay, so, you know, my friend in Bangalore, he goes to work, then instead of he goes to work at 9 a.m. his time, he goes to work at, gosh, I should know this, but I certainly, I'm nowhere near it. He goes to work 5 p.m.
Oh,
my time.
Hours.
Like, I'm so confused I can't even say it, but you're still doing the conversions in your head because you've got to figure out, you know, how far away they are.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. I'm not really a fan of that idea. The time zones are okay. We can keep them. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Overstock makes a huge Bitcoin announcement.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up up anything that you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. In fact, there's all kinds of stuff over at freetalklive.com. And the main feature actually allows you to create the content. So what you see online, you think it's interesting, you want to share it with us and other listeners, you just submit it right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. And then you can vote it up if you like it, or vote other people's things up. You automatically kind of vote for your own thing, but or vote down what you don't like over at freetalklive.com, and we'll know what it is that you think is interesting or fun or exciting or outrageous or whatever. So again, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, the Overstock announcement. This is huge news in the Bitcoin world, and then got some awful police news as well as reported on the front page of our website by listeners like you. Let's go to the phones first, though. Eric is listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hi. I was thinking under an individual liberty system that each person would be allowed to choose their own time measurements and whether or not they even wanted to have a time zone. And if
sure.
So time zone. Or I guess you could let the market decide. And I think probably historically the market has probably decided, and that's probably how the minutes and hours and days were set up. It's just
yeah, I think that this is. I think what you're saying is true. Is the market pretty much has set this up, and that you know, the lawmakers have tried to massage it a little bit, and they, you know, whatever they do screws it up. But I do think that we have the freedom today in the United States to choose what time frame we want to work on. I mean, if I want to work on a 50-hour day, I could do that. It'd be bizarre and difficult to.
Wait a minute. Now I've made. I've made a proposal in the past that we extend the day from 24 to either 26 or 27 hours a day. This would include a longer light and dark span during the day. And this has not happened, so I don't know how you could work on a 50-hour day.
When did you make that proposal?
I've made it a few times at New Year's, usually around New Year's. I didn't make it this year's, but this year, but usually at New Year's I make that proposal. And I've had people agree with me, but we've just still have not been able to get the Earth's rotation to slow down enough to get that 26 or 27-hour day. I could really use the longer amount of day and still get a good night's sleep, you know?
Very good. Eric, anything else you want to share?
Well, I just want to comment. I think, you know, we as individuals are free to choose, but I think that's if you're self-employed or type of deal. But
yeah,
you know, if you're running a business, you know, you're going to have to. Well, whatever the political subdivision is that you're running the business is. Probably.
That's true. I think it depends on the type of work you're at, or the. You know, the place where you're working. Luckily for me, I do have a job. I work for somebody else, but I work mostly a 9 to 5 or kind of thing, but I don't usually start at 9, and I usually work past 5, you know, so I usually start 10-ish. So I'm a little bit flexible in my hours. I'm lucky, but you're right. In a lot of places, they're going to tell you, get here at this time. And
well, in theory, if enough business owners were to switch over their times to your new preferred time method, then you would have won, right? Like, you don't have to change it legislatively, but of course, the odds that that's ever going to happen are astronomical. So probably better to change things legislatively.
Yeah, sure. As far as daylight savings time, I mean, you know, that kind of switch, everybody does it because each business wants to be compatible with each other's businesses, right? So the people serving food want to make sure they're open at the times when people are driving to their jobs. So when those time changes happen, everybody just kind of does it. So it would be great if they just stopped doing the time change.
Thanks, Eric, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I wonder when or if the last time it was here in New Hampshire that someone proposed legislation like that. I mean, they've got all kinds of weird stuff that they put forward in the New Hampshire state legislature.
Oh, yeah, so. I never made a proposal to anything official. I just made a proposal to my friends as far as slowing the earth down. But
so what I right. mean yeah. as far as the time, the
yeah,
time zone.
Ignoring the or
daylight
just,
savings.
Right.
Or going all daylight savings, right? That was your proposal?
That's what I would like,
you
yes.
know that it would be, I think that I have this right, and I get a little confused when doing daylight savings time, but you know it would be like 3:30 in the afternoon in the winter here that it would start getting dark. because
doesn't it already do that?
No,
that
doesn't. 4:30 in the afternoon.
Well, yes, you're making
well, no, because hold on. I thought the proposal was to keep daylight savings,
which would mean that we wouldn't change over to spring. So right now it's like getting dark.
Well, no, my proposal would be that we keep the time that it is during the summer, right? The
right, that's daylight time.
So you're saying we would not fall back?
Exactly. We wouldn't fall back. We'd spring forward one more time, and then we would never fall back.
So that's daylight time. Summer is daylight time.
Yeah, that...
Cha-ching.
Mark just won some money or something.
Then the magic word for the day is daylight.
Yay!
What is that noise, Ian?
I don't know. I'm really baffled by it now because my okay, so hold on. Let me stop. Right, let's just change gears for a moment because last night I said, where's that coming from? Because I've heard it multiple times. And I actually, because I said this on the air, one of our listeners, David, wrote in, and he said that he thinks it's the Bitcoin chip-in widget, which LRN.fm and Freekeen.com both have on the websites.
Okay.
And so I contacted the Bitcoin chip-in guys because I was looking, you know, when I would, when the noise would happen to me today, I'd look at the widget and, like, this isn't changing. I haven't gotten any Bitcoin contributions. And so I emailed them. I said, well, is this your widget? Is there something going on here? Because I suspected that what was happening was it was increasing whenever the value of the Bitcoins that I'd already received increased. Because the Bitcoin chip-in widget keeps track of the current U.S. dollar value of the amount of Bitcoins you've received.
Oh.
So that's changing constantly with the price of Bitcoin. And so I thought that's when it was doing it. And it turns out they do have a bug in the chip-in widget. But I suggested to them that they just remove that as a default thing. Like, you know, it's generally bad design to have noise on your website,
yeah,
I
yeah.
think. And so he did write back saying he would remove it. You know, you'd have to clear your cache, but it should be removed. Thing is, when that just went off a moment ago, it did not come through the computer pot on the soundboard. So I'm thinking GCN sent it to us. But anyway, still trying to track that one down. So, hey, by the way.
Well, hopefully it means more money, right?
Right. How could that be bad?
Or at least more money for somebody. Maybe GCN's getting donations. The Free State Project, by the way, GCN is our network, by the way. They syndicate our show, and they do a great job with it. The Free State Project, maybe your chance.
Except for the cash register noises.
Maybe your chance to affect a change to the time zone. Because right now we've got Free State Project participants who are in office proposing liberty-oriented legislation and voting on this. There's been a legislation proposed that Daryl actually wrote. And interestingly, he actually didn't find a Liberty rep to introduce it. He found just some other New Hampshire rep who was willing to introduce it to actually completely overhaul the election system to make it so that any political party has the same level of, achievement that they need to reach in order to get on the ballot. Because right now the system is rigged, basically. Against third parties.
Sure, the two main parties have made it that way so that they don't have competition. It's
right.
An easy way to keep control over things so that the people that are in control know how to keep control.
But Marcus, you were involved in some politics back in New Jersey. I mean, did you ever have any experience that would have led you to believe you could send legislation to a New Hampshire legislator and actually have them introduce it?
You mean in New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Yeah, no, not in New Jersey. Yeah. Certainly not.
You want to have an effect on the system. Believe it or not, it's happening here in New Hampshire. And you can do outside the system stuff, too. FreeStateProject.org. Go and check that out. We'll come back with more on Overstock rushing to the table to accept Bitcoin. It was going to be down the way a few months. Turns out they pulled the switch. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You might be wondering what Pro XPN is if you're new to the show. Well, Pro XPN is a global virtual private network. It's encryption for all of your online data. Everything that leaves and enters your computer is encrypted by ProXPN. And that means that your internet service provider no longer has any clue. Once you begin using ProXPN, they'll have no clue what it is you're doing with your internet connection.
I just heard a story the other day about this guy wrote a blog post, okay? And he was using his computer, and whenever he was on certain websites, there was a little white bar at the top of his browser. It turned out it was only on websites with HTTPS being, you know, a secure connection. Turns out there was JavaScript being inserted into all the websites he was visiting, and it was only visible on the ones with HTTPS because, of course, they don't allow external JavaScript to be placed within their pages. His best guess was that the JavaScript was inserted by his ISP using a, they were intercepting the packets and then
inserting this JavaScript in order to track what websites he was using.
Wow.
Yeah, so now this wasn't a real article. It was a blog post by the person it was happening to. Obviously, it was technical, and it was very interesting. You know, so I don't have proof of that. But if he was using something like ProXBN, that would not have happened.
Right. Encryption is really a valuable thing to have on your internet traffic. And so you can do that, and it's you can go and get their app for free. Now, when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limitations on the premium account as far as what sort of internet things you can do. So the regular account, kind of the freebie account, you don't get to use torrents, for instance. But with the premium account, you can. And normally, you know, with torrents, there's IP addresses of everybody that's using the torrent that you're connected to, including you, and everybody who's using the torrent can see that. But if you are behind ProXPN, then it'll look like it's ProXPN that's doing the torrenting. So it's a great way to protect yourself from a variety of different aspects. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get signed up there. And then when you're ready to make the purchase of the premium account, you can save 20% by using code FTL20, and that'll save you 20% for the lifetime of the account. That's not some one-time deal. That's the lifetime of the account at proxpn.com/FTL. If you want to save even more, you can spend Bitcoin, and you can buy the annual plan, and you'll save 33% that way. By the way, that FTL20 code, if you're not going to use Bitcoin, you use cash, that code will work on the monthly account, the annual plan, or the six-month. But obviously, if you go with the annual plan, you're going to get the best price. And in that case, the price breaks down to $5 a month. So go and check it out at proxpn.com/FTL. By the way, I think I figured out the cash register sound effect. I
believe what? It was
actually,
what is it?
I think it was actually my fault. It was the cue speaker. So I don't think our listeners heard us. So they heard us talking about the cash register sound
what
effect.
What is the cue speakers?
But I don't. It's a way for me to listen to the audio server here in the studio and kind of listen to things in cue, as they call it in the business.
Yeah.
Which means that you're not putting it on the air in theory.
So. Oh, so everybody just thought we were crazy.
We might just be. Overstock.com. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about them. There's huge news for the Bitcoin universe. But first, we go to Skype, where Sean is on with us. Hello, Sean. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. First, I confirm that the cash register sound did not come through.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Network.
Did you think we were crazy? Or just Ian?
No, I didn't think you were crazy. I just figured it was something on your end.
You didn't think Ian was crazy?
No.
Okay.
That's to be determined, I guess. No, but anyway, I had a quick couple questions about ProXBLM.
ProXBN, yes, sir.
First, I had a question that, I don't really would use the encryption part too much, but I was interested in the part where it says I can come from a different area. I was wondering if...
Well, pretty much you have to use the encryption with ProXPN. Like,
I know that. I know that I have to. Yeah. I was just interested in that the coming from a different area part. I am a football fan, but I don't have TV.
Mm.
And one of the things that I do try to use is the NFL service. I pay for their service to get their games, but they for some reason they won't let residents of the U.S. watch the games live.
Wow,
ridiculous. You have to watch them afterwards. So I was curious if at all you would know if that might work for that. If I say I'm coming from a different country,
it's worth a try. I mean, there's okay. So with different internet sites like YouTube, there are certain restrictions that they can place on videos that will allow the video to be played in some countries but not others. So I guess it would depend on what the NFL's rules were about, say Singapore or I believe the Netherlands. Those are the two international ones that I'm remembering off the top of my head. There may be another one. But so what I would recommend is you just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Go ahead and download the app. They've got a free account. So, you know,
account has a bandwidth limit.
It does, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't be able to try this out. And, you know, it's probably not streaming at over 300 kilobits per second. If it is, then you will have a problem.
It would be enough to figure out if it works or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would recommend. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab their app, install it, and then tool around with it and see what you think.
All right, and then the other quick question about it was, you said that there's no way for your internet provider to know where you're going, but is there anything to prevent them from, let's say, a lot of people are using XBN and they want to stop that? Is there anything from them blocking them?
That is a technical question beyond my know-how. I don't believe that is the case. I mean, it's certainly true that there have been instances of some ISPs
from what I've heard, trying to block ports that torrents are typically run on. But in theory, there would be a way around that if you could, you know, use a different port with ProXBN or something like that. I don't think that that's going to be the case, and they would have no idea. Number one, they would have no idea what you were connecting. I guess they could identify ProXBN servers and try to block you from connecting to their IP addresses or something like that. But, I mean, that's a pretty extreme thing. And by the way, ProXBN isn't the only company in that sphere. So they would have to be really working hard to block every single company that's offering, you know,
every single ISP
encrypted VPN.
And there's legitimate reasons to use this service. So just because you're using ProXBN does not mean that you're doing nefarious things, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a service that has legitimate uses. So for them to just go and block it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it's highly, highly unlikely that anything like that would ever happen. And I hope that helps you, Sean, and thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue here. We've got Nathan on the line in Texas, also on Skype. And by the way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan. Nathan in Texas, going once.
I think he's sitting on the
mic. Hey, Nathan, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry, you never answered that fast, so I thought it was a problem with my line. Were you talking about the cash register sound effect?
We were talking about it, and I believe I have identified the source of the problem and eliminated it. So hopefully at this point there shall be no more cash register sound effects unless I choose to play a cash register sound effect, which sometimes I do choose to do.
I can confirm I've been hearing that for about a week now, but I didn't say anything about it because I thought it was just me.
There you go. It may have actually been just you because it was the Bitcoin chip-in widget. So the listener who actually reported it to me said that it was getting a little annoying, being that he would be on the LRN website, which has this chip-in widget on every page.
Oh.
And so when he was listening to the show, like through our studio cam page, whenever that
he
Bitcoin
would hear
widget,
the widget
would, yeah,
making the sound, and then
so even if it wasn't going over our air, it would still come over his speakers. So it could have been happening to that in that way as well. So there you go.
Oh, that makes sense.
Are you an LRN.fm listener?
I am.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You know, I got to say, for those that don't know what LRN.fm is, it's a website that Ian, that mainly you produce and put together, and it has all kinds of liberty-oriented programming there. And
I'm happy to announce that Daryl Perry is the associate program director now, or assistant program director.
That's great. You know, it's really great what you guys have done there. And I just love to be able to listen to all the different liberty-oriented content.
It is great for that. Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
There was a Bitcoin story I wanted to ask you about, but it looks like we're coming up on break. So
you can stand by if you have another question. We'll bring you back here in a moment at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. And speaking of Bitcoin, we've got to get into this huge news about Overstock.com just jumping ahead fast and getting on that Bitcoin thing. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online and enjoy the features that we have on the site. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you could also throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar if you like. Plus, we do accept Litecoins as well. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you can find our tip jar there, as well as that handy Bitcoin widget, which is a really great widget. It just had an annoying sound effect that, thank goodness, has now been disabled.
Ka-ching!
Thanks to the programmer. I mean, that dude responded fast. I actually emailed him about that this afternoon, and he got back to me. Lickety-split, so good customer service there from BitcoinChipIn.com. If you've been looking to do a chip-in project, and I can tell you, finding a regular chip-in for U.S. dollars has become very difficult. PayPal actually used to offer them, but they no longer do. Hmm. So PayPal, for whatever reason, they just decided, we're going to stop taking money from chip-ins. And, I mean, just got rid of their chip-in service. They pointed the users to an alternative, like there's some other company that has created their own PayPal chip-in widget.
They've gone out of business.
Use that. There was like one of them that went out of business, and now there's another one. And it's just been ridiculous just trying to chase around getting dollars from a widget on a website these days. So along comes the Bitcoin chip-in, and it works very, very well. So anyway, you can chip
faster
in.
Faster and easier to use, too.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, so if you can chip in over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and also the AMP program is a great way for you to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get on new radio stations. We talked about how Daryl brought on board his first station. It's been about six weeks or something like that since he brought his first station on board. It took him probably about 6 weeks to get the first station. And now he's got another one, actually. He got a signed agreement today from a new station. station. I can't say where it is, but he's already gotten his second station, which I consider to be a really awesome job on his part. I mean, it may not sound like a whole lot to you, two stations in 3 months, but that's a really great job as far as
yeah, getting started. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Especially for somebody who doesn't have a decade's worth of experience at doing it like I do.
Hey, if you were just starting and you only had one station and then you picked up two more stations, that would be incredible,
huge.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it took me forever to get to five stations, or just to get the first handful.
Sure did.
So you can help us with paying Daryl, because we got to pay him. And you can help us with doing that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. There's a matching contribution thing happening right now, and the matching's going on for several more months. I believe we've got matching all the way through October of this year.
Sounds
so
right.
It's a matching of up to $950 per month. And we're close. We're just at around $900 per month. So you can help us go through that goal and do it for $5 a month or 10 or whatever you want, and then consider it double because of our great matching contributors. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Nathan is back with us, and I believe you had another point or question or something. Go ahead.
Yeah, about Bitcoin. A friend emailed me something recently that reminded me of a question I had about Bitcoin. Have you heard of the crypto locker virus? It's one of the viruses that are going around now.
No. What is that?
It's some kind of ransomware. Apparently what it does is it encrypts your computer and then it demands a ransom in Bitcoin. So
whoa.
You have to pay in a certain amount of time or else your files are gone forever kind of thing.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I have heard about this.
That's going to be a lot of trouble for somebody that doesn't understand Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, I recommended him to go to blockchain.info and that other site that you mentioned, but he said he already found a site. So.
Wait, are you saying you know a guy who's gotten the virus?
That's right.
Was it a porn site?
He didn't go into it. Well, it's actually someone else's computer he's working on.
Okay.
He doesn't know the details. Just hired to...
Someone else's computer I'm working on went to a porn site and got this virus.
Apparently, it's very disgusting porn, too.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, having an antivirus software certainly is a good idea if you run Windows. Linux users, I guess, don't have to deal with viruses from the way the security system is set up.
Yeah, they don't have to deal with it.
There are viruses. They're just not as common because Linux is not as common in the desktop space. Anyway,
now wait a minute. I've heard this statement before, but what happens then? Like, if there are viruses for Linux, are there antivirus softwares for Linux, or is it just like you just have to roll the dice and hope you don't get one of those?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I think Linux has a more mature security kind of model. Like, yeah. When most people are using Windows, they're on an administrator type
right.
account, so then the viruses can typically just, you know, do whatever. But under Linux, security rights are very structured. You know, users have these rights.
Yeah, you got to put a password in to do almost everything on Linux. And
right, like a normal user can install software on a lot of systems,
yeah.
for example.
Well, that's the way on the Apple computer, you know, if you're installing something.
Which is basically Linux,
yeah.
right, with
a
pretty
GUI. It's not a free BSD.
Yeah, you have to put in your password, so.
And there aren't very many viruses for Mac, as I understand,
no.
too.
No, not like on Windows.
Hey, Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if I had to switch, though, I'd probably switch to Mac simply because Linux just irritates the hell out of me.
Well, I'm a big Apple user, and, you know, I don't praise them for everything. The company has done some things that I don't agree with, but for a product, I really love their product. I like their operating systems, and I, you know, enjoy the way they look, and I enjoy the way they work. And the thing is, when you buy an Apple product, it's one of the few companies that controls the hardware and the software combined, right? So when you buy an Apple computer, they make sure that everything on there is enough to run the software.
Now,
you know?
Right. I know that you know somebody who's been doing the Hackintosh thing. Have
yes.
you was that successful? Or
yes.
did that, it did work out.
Yes.
Okay. So the Hackintosh is what?
So the Hackintosh is basically, so you cannot run the Mac OS on a computer that's not an Apple computer.
In theory,
without jumping through some hoops. So you're not supposed to be able to, but obviously some people have figured some things out,
mm-hmm.
and they released basically these
you know, I don't know exactly what they are, but a hack, right, to build a Hackintosh. So you can actually purchase hardware that's not from Apple.
Right.
Just normal
build-your-own PC
right,
kind of hardware.
Build your own PC hardware. Of course, you need very specific hardware for the Hackintosh.
Yeah. And I heard it was very, very difficult for the person you know to accomplish this.
Right, yes.
It was almost nightmarishly difficult.
Right. It's not something I would recommend anybody to do. You know.
Have to be a real computer kind of geek.
Yeah, you got to be.
And be willing to put up with abuse.
That's right. Yeah, because it was a lot of jumping through hoops.
So is this abuse like, you're just getting into the relationship kind of abuse?
Or
is
like
it
masochism.
Ongoing
like
abuse, in a systematic fashion. Do I have to deal with the abuse every day, all day?
Well, no, you just have to deal with it until you get it operational, I think.
Right. So basically some of the challenges were that, everything was put together and thought it was going to work, and then it didn't work, and then here's a little thing, you got to Google that and figure out, oh, well, here's this little patch, you can try this patch, try this.
Yeah.
You just spend lots of time, right, exactly, yeah. Tweaking and trying different things to get it to work. Me, I just like, I'll buy the iPad and turn it on, it works right away, which I like, and I have an iPad right now, the new Mini, and I love it. I'm using it during the show now. Instead of bringing a big computer, I just use this little thing. It's fun.
All right, so you can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Overstock.com. We mentioned, like a week ago, maybe? Maybe two?
Yeah, it was not very long ago.
It wasn't very long.
They made an announcement, right? They said, hey, we're actually hiring some people. We're bringing them on board to get our site ready to accept Bitcoin.
Yeah, he divvied up part of his IT staff, and he'd assigned them specifically to research Bitcoin and, figure out how to implement it into their system.
Yeah, and he gave them a real long time period. He gave them like 6 months or 7 months, something right. like that. He said, we're going to, in that time frame, we're gonna figure this out and get it launched on the site.
Turns out they launched it apparently like today or yesterday, and they really got quick about putting the Bitcoin integration.
Why the fuss? I mean, they were going to do I'd heard second quarter that they were going to launch this.
Basically, what the story goes on to say is that the guy who runs Overstock basically realized that he put all his cards on the table by announcing that he was going to launch.
He didn't want to get beat to the punch.
Right, so he didn't want to get
on the show
beat.
One time.
That's right, Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com.
Yeah, so he realized, oh, man, I just told everybody what I'm going to do.
Right.
What if somebody else bigger than me or as big as me does it before me? That I would look terrible.
Right.
So then they realized I got to get really moving on this.
So not only is O.co.
Can you get to it from that?
Yeah, as I understand it, O.co, now taking Bitcoins. But he's probably right. This guy thinks like a CEO, meaning that the other CEOs are thinking like he does, and they probably said, well, that guy just made a dumb move. Somebody get us on Bitcoin so we can beat Patrick to the punch, and they're working on it too. They'll probably be rolling it out in a couple weeks. So I wonder how many other big websites are going to try to compete in the same way.
It's a neat story kind of about competition and how it really... It made things better, much quicker here in a moment. We'll get to it here, and you can share your thoughts as well, because this is huge news for the Bitcoin universe.
Huge.
We'll tell you why in moments. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.